Good morning to all. Today is Labor Day. Labor Day became a federal holiday way back in 1894. Labor Day is celebrated on the first Monday in September and has really become the unofficial end of summer. But what exactly is Labor Day? Now, from Wikipedia, it says this about Labor Day, quote, "The original purpose of Labor Day was to honor and recognize the works and contributions of laborers in the development and the achievements of the United States." Labor Day originated as a celebration of work. Now, we as Americans generally refer positively to the concept of what we call the Judeo-Christian work ethic. Many of us, maybe most of us, were taught from a young age the importance of work and the value of a job well done. I remember my parents instilling in me a strong work ethic, not only by the things they said, but much more importantly, by their example. Now, work is mentioned prominently in various places in the Bible. Early in Genesis, it talks about God working in his labor of creation. Later in Genesis, God instructs mankind to work. Now, on this Labor Day, I want to share with you a passage of Scripture having to do with Christian work. The passage is in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, and it reads, quote, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord." Paul is telling the Christians at Colossae and us today several things in this one passage. First, he says, whatever you do, meaning we need to be doing something. Secondly, Paul says, whatever you're doing, work at it with all your heart. Give it your best. And thirdly, Paul declares that whatever work you are doing, and I'll interject this, no matter what work you're doing, no matter how seemingly insignificant it is, no matter how mundane it may seem, no matter what you're being paid, work at it like you are doing it for Jesus, just like Jesus was standing there watching. Friends, I've said this for many years and I still believe it. I believe that Christians, by the very nature of Christianity itself, ought to be, Christians should be, Christians need to be, and Christians must be the most productive, honest employees any employer could ever ask for. And keep this in mind. We as Christians are working for the ultimate supervisor, Jesus Christ. Now, he can at times be a hard taskmaster, for Jesus demands a lot from us, but he compensates well and is a joy to work for. Amen.